Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Judge will consider a request to further block the Trump administration from freezing trillions of dollars worth of grants and loans that fund everything from clean energy to bridge repairs. You'll make it if you can last one more day. That's what ABC's Ginger Z says about the freezing cold temperatures, including in the South.
Macon this morning, Mobile, Birmingham, Memphis, all tying or breaking daily record lows. But this is the end of it. We are going to see the warm up. Here it comes. Nashville into the 60s, New Orleans close to 70, and Chicago will go up close to 50 as we start next week.
In court today, accused CEO killer Luigi Mangione, several of his supporters lined up outside the New York City courtroom. The next phase of the hostage release will happen tomorrow in Israel. Six hostages are set to be released in exchange for more than 600 Palestinians held in Israeli jails. This is ABC News. A big batch of misinformation related to the Delta Airlines crash and a flip in Toronto earlier this week.
After the Delta Airlines regional jet operated by Endeavor Air flipped and caught fire on the runway, social media has lit up with what Delta Airlines says is misinformation. Now it's believed as fact by some. Delta Airlines says, contrary to some claims, the first officer was not brand new. She was hired over a year ago and had been flying since she finished training last April, and the claims she failed training events are false. The captain was hired in 2007, had worked training pilots, and claims that he too had failed training events are also false. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Connor McDavid scored at 8:18 of overtime into the Four Nations Face-Off Championship game to give Canada a 3-2 victory over the United States last night as the North American rivals turned what had been a tune-up for the 2026 Olympics into a geopolitical brawl, Canada versus the U.S. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Highs in the mid-20s today. Southwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy and cool tonight, a low of 7. Saturday, partly cloudy and a touch warmer with a high of 30. Saturday night, a few clouds, not as cool as recent nights, and a low of 16. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy and mild, and a high of 40. 45 by Monday.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with fellow small business owner, who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
It is our day to talk about the Richland School District on the morning show once again, and we welcome back Carrie Stoltz, Marketing and Communications Director for the Richland District, Amy Hardy, Principal of the Primary School, and today a couple of 4K instructors, Kelly Logan and Amara Cockcroft, in our studio today to talk about the upcoming 4K screening. There you are again, Carrie.
Here I am.
We need to get you a desk with your name on it.
Right? That would be great. So, yes, it's always a joy to be here and talk about the district and all the fun things that are going on. So I appreciate the time and that I'm here again.
Lots of things going on, including wrestling this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had 7 qualifiers, I want to say. So that's exciting. The girls are leaving today. The boys will go tomorrow. And so hopefully we have a great little update that we've got a couple of them headed on. So.
And the postseason for basketball is right around the corner, too?
It is. The girls have their placement already. They're going to Broadhead on Tuesday, I want to say. The boys, I don't think, is out quite yet. So we've got a game tonight, actually, at home, if anybody is interested in heading out for that. It is against Lancaster, I believe. And, yeah, we've got, I think, a game next week, too. And hopefully the seedings come out, I think, next week, too. So we'll see where we're headed.
This is the culmination of National FFA Week.
It is. Well. We have, there's a couple tractors in the parking lot today,
right.
Actually.
Today is the day drive your tractor.
Yep,
did you drive yours?
I did not. Okay. Full disclosure, I cannot drive a tractor. I grew up in the city, but we do have a few, but nope, there's 2 tractors sitting in the lot at the high school. So if anybody passes by and sees a little agricultural equipment, it is not for sale. It is just drive your tractor to school day.
I hope they had cabs on the tractors this morning, because that'd be a little nippy out
it
there.
It would be super cold. I was kind of surprised that we didn't have one drive up, but both cabbed. So
awesome.
Yeah, fun. Yeah, a few things coming up, actually. We were talking about stuff going on. We do have a couple of upcoming events as well that I wanted to mention while I was here. So one is that we have a board meeting on Monday night, and this one will actually be at the intermediate school. So try and have the board go to all the schools throughout the year. And so we're generally at the high school, but this one is at intermediate, and it's at 7:00. And then the next board meeting will be at the primary school. So we get the board members into every building and just allow them to see some stuff while they're there and get a little tour usually prior to the meeting. And if anyone is interested in logging in, you're always welcome to log into any board meeting. This one, we will have a little update about the concession stand and what the damage was and plans are for that. So if anyone is interested and wants to get an update on that, you are more than welcome to click the Zoom link. It's on the website. Under the Get Involved tab, there's a little link to join a board meeting. So that's Monday at 7:00.
That was an unfortunate thing, that fire.
Yeah. It was
bad luck, it sounds like.
Well, bad and great luck. So bad luck that it happened, but We were so incredibly lucky. Our maintenance crew is not generally at the high school at 4 a.m. on a Saturday, but they happened to be because we knew we had the wrestlers coming in. So they were there. They one of our guys noticed that the snow was melted on that side of the roof and kind of dismissed it at first and then was like, that doesn't seem right. So they were, I mean, I think the fire started 15 minutes before they had it called in. And the fire crews, we cannot say enough good things about them and the support and how quickly. It's just, it was an unfortunate situation, but all around, we are very, very blessed by our staff and our fire department and everybody who worked with us to get that put out and handled quickly. And we hosted the wrestling tournament. Nobody was any the wiser, really. So very, very grateful to all of our staff and our community for helping us through that.
Insurance will kick in, but I'm guessing the process to start revamping and redoing will be underway.
Yeah, Brian Jones has had blueprints in our conference room already, so kind of looking at where damage is and that kind of thing. Like I said, they'll give an update on Monday night for anyone who is interested. Could have been so much worse, so we're very grateful for all the people who worked to get through that.
And then during the wrestling tournament on Saturday, a youngster inadvertently pulled the fire bell. And I mean, you know, he would have blown it off, but it's like, wait a minute,
yep.
You know?
Yeah, you know.
What's going on?
Saturday started very early, got done very late, but yeah, it was a day, but you know what? We worked through it. We got it done. All the kids wrestled. We had all the champions up there. It was a great day, even though it started with a little rocky, to say the least.
Well, it was memorable anyway. You know, the fire alarm goes off, and of course, they immediately have to evacuate the wrestling.
Yeah.
And there's three matches going on. In fact, one young man was about ready to, you know, lock in a headlock and get a pin, and like, nope, break apart. Got to run out of the gym. So
I'm sure that was. That was fun for them.
It lasted about 10 minutes,
right.
And then we were back.
But not very long.
Anyway, something that we'll remember.
Oh, man.
Sure. Well, we're here to talk about some other big things going on in the district.
We are, yeah. So speaking of athletics, this is a bit not so, not hardcore athletics in quite the same way, but the intermediate school does have their St. Patrick's Day 5K coming up. So registrations for that are due by March 1st if you want a t-shirt. And so you can pre-register. There's a link that's out there online and also some flyers going around. So just wanted to make sure we mentioned that date is coming up. It actually takes place on the 14th, and walkers start at 5:30, runners start at 5:45. It's always a great event for the school and just to get the kids out, and hopefully the weather is nice and we get some green out there with the runners. But that is coming up on the 1st, that registration for a t-shirt if you want to participate in that. And then we have some programs from our Partners for Prevention, their Strengthening Families program. That registration is also due by March 1st. So if there's any families with kids who are 10 to 14 who are interested in taking advantage of that program, it is 7 sessions, each on Wednesday night. They have a meal served. It's a free program. Just helps families, especially in that kind of age bracket, which can just be so transitional for kids, let's say, help them just manage emotions, set goals, avoid peer pressure, and really just make a better family unit that is able to kind of work through that transition with their kiddos. So a couple of the programs from them, they are doing some focus groups and then also are going to be having a movie screening coming up on March 25th of the movie Screenagers. So the STING program is helping with that as well. So I'll have more information about all those things, but some deadlines in there that I want to make sure I got in here so people can know about that. March 1st is for Strengthening Families and for the Intermediate School 5K.
Yeah, and the 5K is, again, did you say St. Patrick's Day?
Or? It is. Well, it's the 14th, so it's
the
14th. A little before. But
it's a green theme.
It is a green theme, for sure.
Yeah, hopefully there'll be a little green on right. in the hills, but I doubt it.
Right now, it's all white out
there. Speaking of which, Amy Hardy, have you guys had recess this week, or what's going on?
We did get outside for recess, yes.
Did you?
Yes.
Good. That had to be a good feeling, wasn't it?
It was. You could see a lot of red glow to the cheeks and huffing and puffing when the children were coming inside and snow stuck to the snow pants. If by chance you're listening and you sent your child to school without their snow gear, they possibly were shedding a few tears at school.
Oh.
Because without their snow gear, they have to stay on the blacktop. And that just isn't as much fun as digging and tunneling and trying to make tracks and all the other fun. And right now, seeing if you can stay on top of the snow without sinking, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't have that problem.
Yeah, well, perhaps not, but that still is a challenge for many of ours. So if you do have a child that is attending school, send them with all their snow gear. So boots, snow pants, gloves, mittens. If they're not waterproof, send them with a couple pairs. So if they're going out for one recess and those are really wet, they have a second pair to put on for the next recess.
Last week you talked about you had a high number of absentees.
We did have quite a few.
But, you know, getting them out in the fresh air, man, that's going to be something maybe that gets them in the right direction.
It hopefully does. That sunshine really lifted spirits, that's for sure. Yesterday and today, we're fortunate to have that as our forecast as well. So we'll be outside today. By next week, who knows what we'll have out there. Maybe that green will be starting. But hopefully we'll hold on to a little of the snow for the students to enjoy.
I know last week we kind of gave a little bit of a tip, but you've got 4K screening. I know you want to talk a lot about
that
today.
We do have 4K screening coming up. Actually, it's early childhood and 4K screening. And what that means is that if your child will be turning 4 by September 1st, you should plan to have your child screened. If your child will be turning 3 by September 1st and you have concerns about their development, then you can have them join us as well with you. So both the parent and child should be coming for the screenings. It's April 7th through the 11th for the Richland School District. And this isn't only for students that reside in the Richland School District, but it is also an open enrollment opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So bring them and see where they are and, you know, if there's some needs and those kind of things.
Certainly. So. Families do need to register ahead of time. Our registration will be starting coming up here next week. So we're excited for that. They can register online right on our website, or we have various flyers that will be around the community. Otherwise, they can even call the office at the primary school, the 649-HIVE or 4483.
Get a specific time.
Our screening goes from 8 in the morning until 1:30. But what that really means is that there's times available at 8, 9:30, 12, and then 1:30. And in that time, the screening registration I'm going to backtrack for a second, but screening registration is the 26th of February through Thursday, the 27th of March. And at 10 a.m. is when we'll close the registration in that capacity. If after that you're like, oh, I missed that window, definitely call school and we'll do our best to make arrangements.
Your screening is a little later than some of the other area districts.
It is. Every district does it a little bit different. Ours is going to be right up against our spring break. So that means for our 4K families that are attending school and our early childhood classes, those students will be off for spring break and the following week. So they'll have 2 weeks off while we do that screening because we do have our EC teachers as well as our 4K teachers participating in the screening. But the rest of the school runs as normal. So our 5K through second graders will come to school the week after spring break. They don't have 2 weeks off.
How many of your staff are involved? Do you get involved with the screening as well?
As I'm able, because we are running the school 5K through second as normal, and so my calling card is still needed in various capacities. So I am able to participate as my time allows. I wish I was down there for the whole process, but I'm not. Both of our secretaries are involved, our speech teachers, both on site as well as our district speech teachers. They all come together, therapists, they come together to team on this. Again, our early childhood, our 4K teachers, Lisa Goff, our district psychologist, as well as Sean Josem, our special education director of pupil services. So there's lots of hands that go into making this happen.
You brought along a couple of your 4K teachers today,
We did. We have Kelly Logan as well as Amara Cockcroft with us joining.
Well, let's bring them into the conversation then.
Definitely.
Kelly, how long have you been with the district?
I've been with the district since 2011.
Okay.
As a 4K teacher and kindergarten.
And you've been involved in a lot of these screenings then?
Since 2011.
Sure. So do you look for kind of the same things that you did back then, or have things changed a little bit with the screening process?
Look for the same thing. It's just really exciting to see our new students come in, just to get a glimpse at their skills and to see what's coming. It's their first time with the school district and welcoming parents and students. Just welcoming them, and because they are the first, we are the first experience that they're going to have for the district, and just welcoming them. So it's very exciting.
It's probably as much for the parents as it is for the students, right?
Yes, both, yeah.
Try to educate them on what they can expect and everything like that.
Right.
Do you notice a difference sometimes, whether it's a first child or a middle child? Do students respond differently? I mean, are like maybe a firstborn child maybe a little bit more timid, or is that just kind of a stereotype?
Yes, for students and parents as well. It is sometimes scary and exciting. They get, you know, both things, but yeah.
So when the process, when parents bring the children to the school, then what are some of the things, like what is the process? Is it kind of an assembly line, or how do you set it up?
We look for, parents will bring in paperwork that they have to fill out. They will receive, it's called an ASQ. It's a screening tool that they have to fill out. When they register online, they'll get that. It's an assessment tool, and then we will use that as well when we assess a child with our speech teacher and EC teacher. And then parents will then be able to meet with different community members in the waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be able to talk to a school nurse, and then as well as a vision person. So,
could you go over the main components of screening and what you're typically looking for on those days?
We're looking for fine motor, gross motor, language skills, social skills, and cognitive skills.
So going down the list there, and certainly as parents bring their children in there, you know, it's kind of a look at like what they can expect, like a typical day, or how do you look at it? Amara, you know, maybe you can chime in as
yeah.
well.
So I would say it's more to get the kids into the school, to introduce them to familiar faces, so when they come in the fall, they kind of know what they're looking for, like who we are. And then also for parents as well, like you said, mm-hmm. for them just to get used to the school, get in, see everybody, see the process. And then I know you had touched on, too, like older siblings. So it's so exciting for them to say, like, I'm right down the hall from, you know, my sister or brother or whatever. Yeah.
Do you have a taste of, like, even show them the buses and things like that? Or
I don't think they really see the buses, depending on what time they're there. If they choose, like, the first 8 a.m., they might get a chance to do that. Otherwise, it's more looking at some skills, like cutting, copying basic shapes, drawing people. We're looking at gross motor, so that would be jumping, climbing, throwing a ball, catching a ball, and then answering some questions like who, what, when, where. Like, you know, where is mom today or where is dad? What's your favorite color? So seeing if they can have those conversations. And then the behavior of social skills is interacting with others, seeing how they kind of work together with teammates or other friends. And then their cognitive skills. So can they name basic shapes? Do they know their colors? So it kind of gives us a starting point. So when they come in the fall, we kind of know where they're at already. And then if there were some concerns about where they were, they could get a head start on the early childhood programming and the speech. So if we see those things, we kind of have a head start on that.
Early childhood, does that run during the summer then? Do you have some summer schools or anything like that?
We do not.
Okay.
Nope. Just during the school year.
So kind of a heads up. So parents could come in with a little bit of a concern maybe and you know, ask about it at the screening process.
Yes, too. For sure. So then we can have a plan in place. So when they start in the fall, they might already be enrolled. They could be enrolled already in the early childhood. So it just gives us a head start versus them coming in the fall. And then maybe the process doesn't take or takes longer because we didn't know about those things beforehand.
Things can change. I mean, from April until September is quite a long time. You know, the students can grow up and mature, so to speak, a little bit by then, too. Can't they
sure can, yeah. So yeah. We can also reassess. So if there is a concern, the early childhood screening would be at a later date, so it's closer to that school.
Okay.
Starting.
Kelly, could you talk about what is a typical day like in the 4K room?
A typical day is we are with our children all day long, because we have them the moment they walk in until they leave. Because once they go to kindergarten, that's when they have specials. But in 4K, we are their special. We do everything with them: art, gym, music. So we are their first experience with everything. That's what makes it so special, especially like with screening. We just want to make like their first experience when they walk in the door like a wonderful experience for the students and the parents. So like a typical day is, you know, they come in, they have breakfast with us. We help them get unpacked. We help them do their morning seat work. We have circle time. We do movement. We do language. We go outside for recess. We have lunch. And then we do have rest time. Not all of them rest. Some of them do. I mean, all 12 of my students sleeping. Then we have to wake them up. We do math, and then, you know, more movement, and by then it's time to go home. It's amazing how fast our day goes. But, and then some of them are, you know, it's time to go home already, but it is amazing. And then, you know, we're already working on kindergarten skills, and it's hard to believe that it's almost March. It seems like they just walked in our door.
Yeah, the school goes by very fast. Did you ever consider teaching another grade level, or have you taught another grade?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten, okay.
Yep. And I've also done student teaching in fourth grade with Mrs. Schultz. It was amazing, but I love littles. I mean, they're just so amazing.
When you describe the day, like all the things you do, you know, music and everything, it's almost a little bit of a throwback, because you're their teacher for everything, aren't you?
We are, yeah. Yeah. We fix when they get hurt. We wear so many hats during the day. But
yeah, this must be rewarding.
It's very rewarding. Yeah, I couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Amara, is this your first year teaching the district?
This is my first year, yep, doing 4K in the district. And actually my first year teaching anywhere, so.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting, yeah, I love it.
Did you consider another grade level? Or?
Really, I've always had 4K as my goal, and I think it's where I'm meant to be, and I love it, so.
And you have a young one, too.
I do, right. Yep. So. A year and a half. So she'll be in school before we know it.
Wow, yeah, but that time goes by pretty fast.
Yeah, it does.
But students are a little bit more, you know, like when I went to school, you know, kindergarten was six, seven-year-old or whatever it was. You know, now students are really well prepared by that point, aren't they?
Yeah, it's amazing what they can do at such a young age, for sure.
Yeah, by the time they get to kindergarten, they're pretty well versed in a lot of things.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Words and shapes and all those things.
Yeah.
So you guys will be working with them a little bit more. Anything else you want to add about the screening process, or some things that we didn't cover today?
I would just like to add, too, that at the screening, they can also meet with our school nurse. We're lucky enough to have a school nurse within our building. We do share her with the intermediate. So if parents have concerns regarding health-related issues or medications, stuff like that, they can meet with the school nurse and go over those things so that we are familiar with the needs of their child as well.
Good to know. All right, we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the Richland School District screening and otherwise here on The Morning Show.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. We call that this time of year was cabin fever. People come out of nowhere and come into town because they've burned too many fires. And we're waiting for you here at Old Cooch Books and Libations with all kinds of new records. You can get out your old phonograph and have a good time, all because of Old Cooch Books and Libations, 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift, over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers, search Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Woo! Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Welcome back to our morning show get together on WRCO Radio. We're here to talk about 4K screening for 4K and early childhood and other topics in our morning show. Our monthly visit with Carrie Stoltz, who was in for Steve Board last week, I believe it is.
That I was.
In for herself today.
You know, it's many hats.
Fill
many
in wherever you can.
Yes, we're a district of many hat wearers, and the 4K, I think they said it even already, 4K teachers are their nurses and their teachers and their boo-boo fixers. And they are glove monitors and all of the things. So it's every day is a new adventure for sure. I was surprised that Kelly could actually give you a day in the life, because I would imagine that in May it's very variable, I would guess.
Every day is different, I'm sure. Right.
Definitely.
Exactly. So, Amy, some things we want to talk over. I mean, I guess we want to talk a little bit about early childhood and some of the criteria for that. Could you go over that?
Sure. So when our families join us for this screening, they would come in as far as if you have a child that will be four by September 1st, you should definitely plan to have your come in with your child, secure a time, and register. And that registration for our screening is Wednesday, February 26th through Thursday, March 27th. So you'd want to set a time, get that on the schedule. And then if your child would be four by the 1st, They come with you. If your child will be turning 3 by September 1st and you have some concerns about their development, you would also want to register. And when you come in for that screening, each child is assessed and played with and worked with by our teams. And the teams consist of an early childhood teacher, a 4K teacher, as well as a speech therapist or speech teacher. So each team will work with the family and the child to gain information, whether it's from the questionnaire that we already send home to parents when they register. It's called the Ages and Stages questionnaire. And that really is important for parents to complete so we can understand from a parent's perspective, what are they seeing of their child? So having that ready when they come in the door is so important. And then we're working with the parents throughout the screening and the child, then visiting with the parents near the end. And in the process, if there are flags that are happening with our teams, they'll talk with the parents about that. And that might mean that there's some additional screening that gets scheduled where the parent and child would come back into school down the road a little bit for that screening to happen. And after that, if a child were to qualify, they could be part of our early childhood program. Our early childhood program, you do need to qualify for it. It's not a program just for all 3 and 4 young 4-year-olds. You do need to qualify for that program, and it serves children 3 to 5 years of age. And then that program actually functions in the AMs or PMs, Monday through Friday. Next year it will be Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday for our EC. And then our 4K program next year will look a little different than this year because our 4K program is a 2-day-a-week program. And next year it will be Monday, Thursdays or Tuesday, Friday. And again, that's full day. So our students in 4K go full days, 2 days a week. It could be that a child qualifies for early childhood and they're actually doing a mixture of both if they're already 4. So each situation's a little different when you nestle it with early childhood. But if it's a 3-year-old and they do qualify for early childhood, then they would either be just the mornings 4 days a week or just the afternoons 4 days a week.
I've noticed when we have delays in school, the morning one gets canceled.
Correct,
quite
it does.
Often.
If we have an early release, then the afternoon,
sure,
if we know about it ahead of time. But right now, it's unfortunate, but it doesn't make sense for them to come if we have a late start to the day, to come in at 10 and then leave at 11.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a crazy turnaround and chaotic for their schedules too, because a lot of our pals that are in early childhood really rely on a consistent schedule.
Do you go over some other things like library and other things like that?
Oh, sure. Miss Logan mentioned how the 4K teachers really are their everything, and they are. From the recess monitors to the getting on all the gear, because these pals are still learning those independent skills, and the adults are there helping, but also a big part is being a cheerleader. You can do it. Try it. Give it a try. If you need help, I'm here, but really fostering that independence. But we also are able to have library time as well as guidance for our 4Kers. And that's wonderful in helping them, you know, create that love of reading beyond what the teachers are already doing in the classrooms or the families might be doing at home, as well as looking at the socially emotional learning. And that's where our school counselor comes in as well, Mrs. Iverson.
Will you have a translator available, or do you, if need be?
During the registration, yes. And we hope to have it right on the registration, just kind of a type of box where they mark if they would need a translator.
When you go over things like vision and hearing, do you actually have someone on site that does those tests?
The Lions group comes in for the vision. I believe the hearing will be conducted by our school nurse.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all pieces that are, you know, checks. You know, it's not as detailed as if you were going to the doctor, but if a, you know, a concern is had, it will be shared with the family. And so then they can look into it further. Because, of course, if there's vision challenges or hearing challenges, that's going to impede a child's learning. You know I wear glasses, and I know how challenging my day can be if I don't have, you know, those along. And so just imagine that being an obstacle in a little one's world. So if we can rule out some of those things and help make sure we're able to give children the best start possible as they're beginning their journey in education and learning, that's awesome.
We've talked about it before, Kelly, but when you talk about the start of the school year until now, your grade probably grows and matures faster than any grade in the whole school, doesn't it?
They really do. We were just talking about that yesterday in class, that, you know, it's amazing seeing, you know, from the beginning of the school year, you know, till now, just, you know, the growth in their skills, that, you know, academically, you know, how they're, you know, even just how they're growing, maturing. You know, it's amazing. It's bittersweet. Like, you're so happy, you know, the skills that they're gaining, and it's so sad at the end of the year. We're so happy, but it's so rewarding.
I bet.
Yeah.
So Mrs. Hardy talked about library, and reading's a big thing. Do you read to the children quite often during the day?
All the time.
What's the favorite book? Or do they have one?
We have so many.
Something with a lot of pictures, right?
We have so many.
My kids like If You Give a Mouse a Cookie.
I was just going to say that. I love that book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie.
Because, or If a Mouse Goes to School, I like that.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Where he goes to the classroom.
Just Add Glitter. I think we read that a lot.
Which one is it?
Just Add Glitter.
Oh, Just Add Glitter. Okay.
We use glitter in all of our art projects.
Uh-huh. That can be kind of a problem sometimes, too, can't it?
Well, I was going to say Marlon added glitter, he epoxied glitter into my floor.
So there it is. Let's talk about some developmental milestones. I know that we were going to go over those. Would you go over some of those things and the things that we can look forward to?
Yeah. The intended outcome for screening is areas of strength and possible concerns, which are some are communication, gross motor, fine motor, problem solving, and personal social development areas. But the goal is to help families connect with the school district and then to gain a better understanding of their child's development. And some of those are the developmental milestones. One would be social emotional, and it's, you know, for parents to pretend play with their child, asking their child to play and share, use positive words with their children, language and communication, their child to be using 200 to 50 words in their vocabulary, speaking in sentences, four or more words, being able to answer simple questions, kind of those who, what, where, when, why, taking the time to answer their child's questions, reading to their child, which is so important, even if it's just using books, like doing kind of a picture walk in books, reading, talking about what happened in their day, just letting them share anything. I know when kids come home, like, they'll ask them, you know, what did you do at school today? And they'll say, we didn't do anything at school, but I mean, we do so much during the day. Encouraging their child to use words, asking what they want and need, problem solve. Miss Hardy touched on being independent. We do that so much during the day, even like zipping their coats, because a lot of times they'll say, well, I can't do it, but they can. I mean, it's just, we're doing an incentive program about if they can zip their coat at school or snow pants, we're going to have a pizza party. Nate's Pizza graciously donated pizzas to our classrooms for all the kids. Once we can zip our coats, we're going to have pizza parties.
That's awesome.
They're so nice.
Great motivation there.
Yep. And then cognitive, some learning and thinking, problem solving, completing, doing some puzzles, naming colors, drawing a person, you know, really working on, you know, correctly drawing a person. You know, we're not using potato people, you know, our arms don't come out of our head. Counting, you know, if it's just your hands, your toes. Gross and fine motor, buttoning, using scissors. I know that's scary. Mm-hmm. After screening, we're going to give a Hornet swag bag. There'll be books, and yes, there's going to be scissors in there, just so parents are aware.
Cool.
Yeah.
Get your own scissors and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, how many questions are you asked a day? That's got to be an astronomical number, isn't it?
I don't think a lot.
Yeah. They say teachers are actually the people who make the most decisions in a day, like teachers of littles, because everything you do is a decision. Like, you have to make decisions all day long.
Oh, but, I bet.
Yeah. I don't know how many times we hear why.
Yeah,
why?
I was going to say, going back to what she said, when answer your child's questions, when they say why, sometimes it's nearly impossible. They say why, which is a good thing. It's
sure.
Curiosity, but sometimes we don't know the why. So I like to spin it and say, why do you think this happened?
Sure. So what do people need to bring, Amara, the day of screening? Anything in particular other than their child, obviously?
So there will be, like they mentioned, the parent completed ages and stages questionnaire. So they'll want to bring that. So we do the same test with their child at the screening, but then we compare. We like to see, you know, what do they do at home versus what they did for us at school. And then bring your child's immunization records, birth certificate, records of the child, and then any questions or concerns that you may have for a member of the screening team. And then a smile. And then it says, don't forget to stop and take a picture by our hornet wings. So we'll have some wings in the hallway that they can take a picture of, just to create. They can do it as they get older. Like, it's just a memorable thing for them to do.
Very nice. So photo opportunity as well. It's not the school picture. It's just kind of the
unofficial. It's just a fun opportunity for parents to get a picture just to remember their first 4K screening.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I wonder how many of those will show up on the graduation board at the graduation party.
You know? Oh, I'm sure a lot. Yeah. It's fun to compare to see where they were at 4 versus senior year.
Sure.
Get out the same wings, maybe. I don't know.
Kelly, you've probably had some graduate high school by now, haven't you?
Two of them.
Two of them have graduated that you've had. So.
And I still had Ella's 4K pink hat that we made in 4K.
That's awesome. Good deal. Anything you wanted to add there, Amy, in terms of what we've talked about as far as screening or anything else concerning the district?
Well, the ladies talked about this a little bit, and so did I, touching on the importance of reading and providing those snuggles and cuddles and just giving them that experience and exposure. I know our Brewer Library, I believe, partners with CISA 3 and REAL as well on a new initiative that has started this winter, 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Challenge. So that just really helps promote the idea of reading and the importance of reading with your children, looking at those pictures, asking the why do you think, you know, or do you spy, even the wee littles, you know, like I'm talking little ones that are ready to crawl off your lap. Read with those little ones. Help them turn the pages, teaching them how to hold a book, how to care for a book, how to turn the pages, starting to identify the letters of the alphabet on those pages. That all is awesome reading readiness skills that will help them get ready for school, whether it's early childhood, 4K and beyond.
We talked with some members of the Brewer Library when they were getting set for this 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten. It doesn't mean 1,000 books. I mean, you could read the same book.
It can.
25, 30 times, right?
Yeah,
it all
those
adds.
Favorites.
Those favorites.
You know, you might add a few new titles every once in a while for your sanity along the way. But in time, your child will probably be able to read you that book because they've memorized it.
Exactly.
And they'll think they are a reader ready to roll.
Yeah, give a mouse a cookie, you know, or whatever it is. So that's exciting. That's coming up here. Again, could you go over the dates, Amy, in terms
of... You sure can. So the actual screening is going to be April 7th through the 11th. And then the registration is happening February 26th through March 27th. And then as far as the screening times, they'll be every hour and a half throughout the day. So do plan for a 90-minute visit with your child, 8 o'clock, 9:30, 12, and 1:30. And if needing a translator, just make sure you mark that when you register.
I'm thinking some adults could go through this, you know, with language skills, behavioral, social skills. You know, we could go back for a refresher course sometime.
Do you need us to register you?
Maybe. good stuff. Carrie, thanks for coming in today. Anything else that you wanted to add as far as district-wide things?
That we're really excited about the 4K and early childhood screening. Again, it's just a great opportunity for the littles to get in and see the building and see their future teachers. It is probably as much for the kids as for the parents. So if you are feeling nervous or anxious about your little going to school, please come. Please meet our staff. They're wonderful and really, really do have a heart for our kids. If you're from any district at all, if you missed screening in your district, you are more than welcome to come. We'd love to see you, love to meet you. Even if you're not going to be a future Hornet, you can come and visit us and work with our screeners and identify any issues if you've got some concerns. We're a pretty fun bunch who would love to meet you and love to meet your child, and you're always welcome. Our doors are always open, and yeah, come and see what it's like to be a Hornet.
They can bring their stuffy or their blankie or anything, can't they? Whatever makes them feel comfortable.
Yeah, right? Kids are odd sometimes, which is kind of why the ladies mentioned the parent survey is really important. I can understand if you are if you have a very shy or nervous child, might be a little more anxious for a parent to even put your child in that position. So most of them do great. Most of them will surprise you and are ready to roll and excited to be there. But there's definitely some who are a little more anxious, and we're happy to work with that as well and kind of see what you see as a parent as well. So, yeah, we love our kids. Hopefully it shows in our staff. They're great. And we're so lucky to have a staff who really, really care about our kids, and they're wonderful. So please make an appointment to come meet them and come meet all of us, and we'd love to see you.
Next time you come, we'll be talking a little bit more about perhaps solo ensembles I know are coming up. And forensics, they just passed
the
regionals or whatever districts and going
yeah,
to
the... Yeah, so they were at sub...
sub-districts.
Yeah, so those will be coming up. Music coming up. Spring sports are right around the corner, if you mm-hmm. can believe that. I think I saw there was a softball game and a track meet already on the March calendar. And then we've got spring break coming up. So not that we need a break, but it's always nice to see that come through. Yeah, it's a crazy time, and it just gets crazier every day. It
fortunately,
seems like.
Yeah, the first couple of track meets are indoors. That helps a little bit. But
yes, and we do also have parent-teacher conferences coming up. So those are March 5th. So we don't have school that day for the kids. The teachers are still there, but those are coming up as well. And as always, if you have questions about anything going on in the district, you can visit the website, richland.k12.wi.us. Right on the front cover, there is the calendar, lunch menus, staff directory. So if you ever need to contact somebody or have questions, feel free to contact us. We are here to help. And it's, I'll give the number, 649-HIVE is the number to call. And you can get to any building from there, get to our district office. Any of the secretaries are happy to direct you as needed. So don't hesitate to reach out if we can offer any help or assistance or answer any questions for you.
Amy, do they need appointments for parent-teacher conferences, or is it kind of first come, first serve?
At the primary school, it is scheduled. Mm-hmm. So I know our families should have or will be receiving notes from the classroom teachers for securing that time. And for the most part, we try to work with our families to know what's best for their schedule. And if needing translators, we have translators within the district that team with us during conferences. And if they're not able to actually make it in person, just request to have a phone conference or a Zoom if that's what's needed to make that connection happen. But it's a great time to be able to have the staff share about the successes of the students as they've grown throughout the year. It also is a time, if there are any concerns, to bring those up, and a nice time for the parents to share what's happening, from their side too, not only to be able to celebrate the successes we see at school and what's happening on our end, but just to come together as a team and talk about the child.
Thanks for the information today.
You bet. Thank you.
Amy Hardy, and to talk about all the great things in the Richland District, principal of primary school, and Carrie Stoltz for her monthly visit, marketing communications director, and Kelly Logan and Amara Cockcroft representing the 4K teachers, among them in the Richland District. We'll have more coming up on today's morning show.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less? That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
On this edition of Pratt Chat, we're going to be myth busters here. Mark Jelinek joins us. What can you tell us about some myths and fallacies?
Yeah, so we get a lot of different questions from people, beliefs, superstitions, things along those lines. So this is kind of a potpourri of things on this week's Pratt Chat. Is one of the questions we get a lot is people believe that when someone dies, their fingernails and their hair continues to grow, which is not true at all. At the time of death, all growth does stop. But the reason that this myth kind of comes into play is people might notice that sometimes it looks like someone has facial hair or their fingernails appear to be longer. So it really doesn't have to do with the fingernails growing or the hair growing. It has to do with the fact that when you die, your body will dehydrate a little bit. So your skin will come in a little bit tighter to you. So your hair appears to be growing, but it's actually not your hair growing. It is your skin coming back into your body. Another one that we get quite a bit is people ask, well, after someone dies, you know, do they sit up or can they move? So they can't necessarily sit up, but occasionally people do move after death because you have built up energy within your body. So you potentially might see like a finger move or an arm move or something. It's not very fast and it's really pretty subtle and it's pretty rare, but it does occasionally happen. So those are some myths that people hear about and ask us about quite a bit about it. Other ones are different superstitions that we run across is a lot of people at death are really, they talk a lot about cardinals. So we have a lot of urns with cardinals and pictures of cardinals and people really like cardinals. So where they come into play is the Cherokee actually believed that the cardinals were there to carry the soul back to the Creator. Other native tribes believe that the cardinals offer guidance and reassurance and comfort to the family of the loved ones, and they're associated with angels, and they're actually, cardinals are sent as messengers from the spirit world to let people know on earth that their loved one is okay. So that's where some of that comes into play. Dragonflies are very similar, where they symbolize the deceased's wisdom, and it's a reminder to bring joy back to the living of the life that the loved one has lived. So that's what a dragonfly symbolizes. So that's where they come into play quite a bit as well. Another superstition we run into quite a bit is when someone passes away. If you notice, a lot of times if you're in a house or if the person's on hospice or in a nursing home or a hospital, the nurse might open the window. So what that does is it actually, the belief is it lets the person's spirit leave the building so the person's spirit does not get trapped within the building. So a lot of times at death, someone will actually open the window of the room the person's in. So that's where we kind of run into some of these superstitions. Another superstition that people will see from time to time is when someone is buried or cremated, someone will put two coins with the deceased. So the two coins actually goes back thousands of years. The one that people might be the most familiar with is in Greek mythology, when you died, you had to pay the boatman to carry you across the river Styx. So different cultures had different names for the boatman or for the river, but you basically had to pay to move your soul. So that's where a lot of people have coins placed with them when they get buried, is so that they can pay the boatman to take their soul to the afterlife. So those are a couple of things. Another not so much a superstition, but a ritual, is if you look at cemeteries, they're usually laid out in an east and west fashion. The reason for that is the Christian belief is that on the last day, all the souls will rise from their graves to face east when the rising of the sun brings judgment. And so then all the dead will rise and face their judgment with the rising of the sun. So that's why, if you'll notice, cemeteries are laid out east to west. Also, in a very similar fashion, is if you ever go to a funeral in a Catholic church, the casket is wheeled up towards the altar. It's always brought into a Catholic church feet first, and it always leaves feet first. So during the Mass, the person's feet are facing towards the altar, unless they are a priest, and then the head is towards the altar, for the same reason that if judgment comes during that person's funeral Mass, they can rise and face their judgment. So they're rising to face the altar within a Catholic church. So a casket is always lined up a very certain way within a Catholic church for that reason.